Good morning, class.
Good morning, Brother Keith.
Hi, I'm Keith Moore, and we welcome you to Faith School. Faith School is the place where my spirit is fed, where my faith grows stronger, and where I learn how to be an overcomer. When you know what God's will is, you don't say, "We hope, we'll see, it could be." We say, "It is, and it will be." And that's a giant difference in how you speak. If you hadn't, fed on the Word and gotten fully persuaded of what He said, then you're full of ambiguity and wavering. And people think it's humility to say, "Well, we just never know. You just never know. We don't want it to be, but we don't know." And it's up to God. And many times what they're talking about is not up to God, and they're wrong. And you hear people say, "Well, you just never know what God's going to do." Well, if He told you He would do something, He's not a liar. I mean, that wouldn't be a compliment if you said it about me. If I told you something and somebody asked you about it and you said, "Well, you just never know what Brother Keith's going to do." Well, didn't He tell you He would do it? Yeah, but you just never know. You're insulting me. You're saying I'm not serious about what I say. You're saying I might keep my word. I might not keep my word. Might be able to do it. I might not. It's not a good thing to say. There is a false, phony humility and a phony faith and a phony submission that God does not like, and we need to get rid of that stuff. If He tells you something, agree with Him. Say it like He says it. Amen. And if you'll say what He said, He'll do what you said, because it's what He said. Can you see this? And that's what Mark 11:23 and those things are talking about believing something and saying it. Father, we're so thankful that we can learn and know the truth. And instead of wondering and wavering and doubting and fearing, we can be settled and we can be confident and even bold to affirm and declare and decree that what You said is true, and You are faithful to watch over Your word and bring it to pass. We ask for utterance and ears to hear in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. We're continuing in our study of our 30 reasons why we are sure. Abundant provisions, always God's will for us all. We started with number one, that the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want, or I shall not lack. Spent some time on that, and we've gone through one by one until we're down to number 17 now in our study. And that is the covenant blessing. Now, if you haven't been with us for the previous 16, go to faithschool.org, and all the previous lessons are right there waiting for you. They won't cost you anything. There's no charge, and it'll help you if you'll get what came before on this, because we're building. We're building, like we talked yesterday's class about the water flowing into the cup. And we've had a lot of water come in already. So if you're getting started and you're just beginning to clear out the mixture, go and let it flow in you a lot more. Amen. And build you to this point. But one thing that is so significant about this, all the Word is God's revelation of Himself and His will and His ways. And when we're looking at the covenant, and the Lord's saying, if you listen to me, if you'll do what I tell you, then these blessings are going to come on you. That is the will of God. It shouldn't be questioned, and there should be no confusion about it. If it's in the blessing, that's what God wants for you. That's why He told you to listen to Him. That's why He told you to do what He said, so that He would have full right and access in your life to manifest and confirm and do all the blessing that He wants to do. He's a good God.
Yes.
And if you read in the curse, which there's a lot to describe this. If it's in the curse, we know it's not God's will. To say that it might be God's will for us to have is to say that it might be God's will for us to disobey Him, not listen to Him. How can that be? And if you try to tell me, well, it's possible that you listen to God, you obey Him, you're serious about walking and following Him, but you might get the curse because God knows best. Well, you've confused me, right? Does He want me to obey or disobey?
Obey.
Is he practicing some kind of reverse psychology?
No.
Do this, but I really want you to do that.
No.
I told you I didn't want you to do that, but I'm going to give you this.
No.
Life's confusing enough as it is, right? I don't need this. No, that confusion came from the enemy and from men, confused human beings. God's never been confused. And He has always said what He wanted. He's never changed. Same thing He said to Adam, and He said to Noah, and He said to Abraham, and He said to Moses, and He said to Israel, and He said through the prophets, and He said through Jesus, and He said through the apostles and the epistles. It's the same will. It's the same things. It's not convoluted. It's not so complex we can't understand it. And that's what we read in Deuteronomy a few classes back, where He said, this word is not where you can't reach it. It's not beyond the sea. It's not above heaven. It's close. It's right here. I told you. I gave it to you. Believe it. It's in your heart. It's in your mouth. Believe it. Do it. So the scripture also said, writing to the saints at Corinth, Paul said concerning them, he said, I'm concerned about you, lest you be removed from the simplicity that is in Christ. You know, when you hear the truth, it's always simple. And yet it's profound at the same time. But when you get revelation, it's like, right? Maybe you read over it 100 times, but it's not this barbed wire of philosophy and arguing and could be this and it might be that and nobody knows for sure and we hope so and we think so. No, none of that. That was one thing that marked Jesus' ministry so different. When He came teaching and preaching, the people said, man, He speaks with authority. Well, what does that mean? He's not saying, could be. We learned in seminary that it might be. He's saying, it is. This is how it is. Right? Woo! And you'll see scriptures again and again in the scripture like, we know. We are sure. We know. And when you get the word from God, there's nothing else to debate about. That's it. We've got it. And so we know. Go to Deuteronomy, if you would, again, the 28th chapter. And let's continue looking at the blessing of the covenant. Deuteronomy 28, I'm reading from the complete Jewish translation. And we read that in verse 1, he says, if you listen closely to what Adonai your God says in observing all His commands that I'm giving you today, Adonai your God will raise you high above all the nations on earth. God will do this for an entire nation if you'll listen to Him and do what He says. Now, if you want to act like He doesn't exist, it's not going to work. If you want to incorporate 100 other gods and have all these different religions and all these different gods that people worship and act like one's as good as another, that's not okay with God. Not okay. Now, He's merciful. He'll keep His people in the midst of that, but there are limits to what He can do for the whole thing. Can you see this?
Yes.
God has never been okay about sharing with other religions and gods. Never, never will be, because they're a lie. There is no other God. There's only one.
Yes.
The Creator. He said that if you'll do that, that these blessings will be yours in abundance if you will do what Adonai, your God, says. A blessing on you in the city. A blessing on you in the countryside. A blessing on the fruit of your body, the fruit of your land, fruit of your livestock, young of your cattle and flocks. A blessing on your grain basket and on your kneading bowl. A blessing on you when you go out, and a blessing on you when you come in. It would do us good to say this over ourselves. Not just, you know, once every 3 years. To say it. Blessing. Like I'd said before, when you come to the city limits, it ought to remind you. Up, I'm going in the city. I'm blessed. Is that right? I'm blessed when I go in. Up, I'm leaving the city now. I'm going out in the country. Up, still blessed. I'm blessed in the country. Well, I'm going out. I'm blessed. I'm coming back in. I'm blessed. What does that mean? That's not just a religious thing to say. What is the blessing? When God created the heavens and the earth, He created the land and the sea. He created the animals and man. The Bible said He spoke over them. He spoke into them and He blessed them. And He said, be, you hear that word?
Yes.
Yeah. Same thing. He said, light be.
Yeah.
Whoo. And light became. So this is the same thing He's continuing to do. Be blessed. He blessed them. Be fruitful and multiply. That is the power, miracle power, that causes one to become 1,000. How can that happen? It's a miracle. It is the power that causes you and me to become more than what we were, greater than what we could have ever been on our own. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And to be a witness, living witness of His word and His salvation, as well as sharing His word with others so that we actually multiply and other people become believers too. Come on, can you see this? And we become more. This is always God's will. Never is His will loss and destruction and shriveling up and dying and drying up and becoming less and becoming less and becoming nothing. That's the curse. And it's never God's will for anybody, anywhere. His will is blessing. And the blessing don't make you poor. The blessing of the Lord, Proverbs says, it makes you rich. The blessing makes you rich. The blessing makes you more. The blessing makes you greater. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say, thank God for the blessing. And the blessing is on me. Say it out loud. The blessing is on me.
It's in me.
It's around me.
It goes before me.
It comes behind me. I'm blessed when I go out.
I'm blessed
when I come in.
Hallelujah.
I think we're getting this. Verse 8, Adonai, the Lord, will order a blessing to be with you in your barns and in everything you undertake. He will bless you in the land Adonai your God has given you. How much territory does that cover? Everything you undertake. Everything you undertake. That blessing is there. Verse 11, Adonai will give you great abundance of good things. Now you can't get poverty out of that. Great abundance of good things. One translation says it like this, He'll make you rich. They just say it like that. Well, what is rich? A great abundance of a lot of good things, right? The New Living says, the Lord will give you prosperity. And the Amplified talks about a surplus. There's that word again. We saw that in Leviticus 26. A surplus of good things, an abundance of good things. Not just a couple of good things. Huh? Right? Abundance. And the word means surplus. A surplus of good things. Of the fruit of your body, the fruit of your livestock, the fruit of your land, in the land Adonai swore to your ancestors to give you. Adonai will open for you his good treasure, the sky, to give your land its rain at the right seasons and to bless everything you undertake. He says it again. Man, you know, that's a huge part of the prosperity of any town, county, state. Good rain. Huh? Not too little, not too much, just the right, at the right time, an abundance of crops and herds and plenty of water to drink and do all the things that you need to do. God's never pleased with drought, shriveling up, drying out, withering. He didn't create things to be that way. That's part of the curse. It says he will open for you his good treasure, the sky, give you your land, its rain at the right seasons, and bless everything you undertake. You will lend to many nations and not borrow. How can you lend to many nations? Surplus. Right?
Yes.
You've got way more than what it takes to run you. You've got surplus to lend. One translation says, the New Living says it like this: you will lend to many nations, but you will never need to borrow from them. Put that with the rest of what's coming here. He said, Adonai will make you the head and not the tail. And you will be only above, never below, if you listen to and observe and obey the commands of Adonai, your God. Is God's will for me to be on top?
Yes.
Or on the bottom?
Top.
Now people say, well, somebody's got to be on the bottom. Well, there's plenty of people that don't want to listen to God. They can be on the bottom. But with God, actually, he can have everybody on the top. He can do it. It's not a competition. He can do it for everybody, but we know everybody's not going to listen. So there are going to be some folks that wind up on the bottom. But that's not God's will for them. And it's certainly not God's will for his own people.
Exactly.
On the top.
On the top.
On the top. Oh, come on, listen to this again. Adonai will open his good treasure. He'll bless everything you undertake. You'll lend. Well, let me read this in the New Living. You'll lend to many nations, but you will never need to borrow from them. You're at a place where you don't need to borrow. You don't need to borrow. You got everything you need. It's covered. And you have such a surplus that people who do need to borrow, you can lend to them. Right? And he's talking, this covers individuals, this covers families, this covers churches, this covers businesses, this covers cities and towns, this covers a nation, a whole nation. But you got to come right back to how this started in the very first verse. If you will listen, right? If you'll listen to what the Lord your God says and you will obey him, listen to what he says and do it. Is that what most nations are doing?
No.
By and large, no. Is that what most people on the planet are doing?
No.
Absolutely not. Absolutely. People by the millions, they hadn't got the time of day for God, much less submitting to him, his lordship, asking him about his plan for their life. Even many Christians and many church-going people, they make their plans, they do them. They never stop and ask him what his plan is. They never seek his will. And so because of that, they'll have some curse in their life that they shouldn't have. Not God's will, not God's plan. And all of us have come short because of ignorance, because of not listening, because of being hard-headed, number of things, but it's not too late. God's on the throne. He's still keeping the covenant. He hasn't gone anywhere. And you and I can submit ourselves to Him and listen to Him and let His will be manifested in our life. You will be able to lend. You won't need to borrow. Adonai will make you the head and not the tail. You will be only above, never below. The New Living says, you will always be on top and never at the bottom. You will always be on top and never at the bottom. Well, yeah, but you know, it's in the valley that we get the closest to God. And hey, where's that verse at? Where's that scripture? Now, you're laughing, but this is preached from pulpits. Is that right? Oh, it's in our darkest hour that we get to know God. Where's that at? See, instead of taking responsibility that I didn't listen, people would rather blame everything on God. It's just, oh, yeah, I'm going through all this. I've lost everything I've had, and we're in such a mess, and we can't pay our bills, and we can't do anything that we need to do, and, you know, we just hit rock bottom. But, you know, that's a lot of times where you'll find God. Yeah, if you're a dummy, if you're slow. Come on. Am I reading the will of God?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Now, as we go, we're going to read the curse. And man, the curse describes rock bottom. Oh, the curse describes awful. Well, is God's will the curse?
No.
For His people?
No.
For those that listen to Him?
No.
Do you see why I keep saying this? The curse cannot be God's will for any of us ever, because the curse is connected with rejecting God and disobedience. No. And if you get the curse when you obey, you're hopelessly confused, right? And if you get blessed when you disobey, you're like, hey, I like this. No. No, God's not confused, only human beings. If it's in the blessing, it's God's will for you, for me, for every generation, every single person. And you and I should be shouting about this, because it's good to be on top.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Hallelujah. So, somebody said out loud, the blessing's on me.
The blessing's, on me.
The blessing's working in my life.
And blesses
everything
I undertake.
He gives me great abundance
of good things.
A surplus of prosperity
in everything I have,
in everything I do,
to His glory.
He opens the windows of heaven.
He
pours out blessing on me
until I don't have room
to contain it. I'm able to give. And I never need to borrow.
He
makes me the head
and not the tail.
I will always be on top
and never on the bottom.
Because the blessing of the Lord,
it makes rich.
And there's no sorrow with it.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Is that true?
Yes. I didn't write this. You didn't write this. Is it true?
Yes.
It's true.
Yes.
This is the will of God. Man, this is enough to shout about all day long and all night long. Have a surplus of every good thing. Don't even need to borrow. Able to give and lend and give freely. Always on the top.
Yes.
Watch out. Here we come.
Yes.
Huh? Where are we going? Up. Up. Where are we headed? To the top. To the top. How often do you visit the bottom? We just don't go there. We don't visit the bottom. And all these phrases, like I mentioned to you, well, it's in the darkest valley. examine these things and see if they are man-made religious traditions that are actually making the Word of God of none effect in people's lives. Examine these things. They are dangerous replacements for what God said in His Word. He didn't say anything about languishing in the valley. He said, I make you the head and not the tail. Hallelujah. You will always be on top and never at the bottom. I'm just going to accept that. Other people can believe what they want to believe, but I got it is written right here, and it's for me. And we're out of time again. Said out loud, I live by faith. I walk by faith. I overcome this world by faith. I am strong in faith, giving glory to God. We'll see you again soon back here in Faith School. Sure enjoyed being with you again this week. We are shouting about the covenant blessing. And what we ended up with this week was Deuteronomy 28, where God said, I'll make you the head, not the tail. Always on top, never on the bottom. If you're on the bottom, do not try to make it like it's some spiritual mystery and God wants you to be there. Believe God for Him to raise you. The psalmist said He takes people from the dunghill, from the garbage dump, and sits them with princes. That's His will, to take you out and to take you up. Father, I pray for our partners and for everybody that's willing to join together with us in believing these good things. We reject the lies that God is keeping us down, or that it's His will that we stay low, and that we stay broken and we are destroyed. These are lies. This is not true. And we say, go from us every lie and every deception. We embrace the truth that makes free. Hallelujah. We speak increase over these, and we thank you for bringing us up, 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 up higher than we ever thought we could come, to the top. To your glory in Jesus' name. Amen. We'll see you soon back here in Faith School.
Thank you for joining us at Faith School. Class is dismissed for today, but you can watch this and other episodes of Faith School free of charge at faithschool.org. For more information, visit our website or call us at 941-702-7390.